after sessions, I can't stop you from doing it. It's up to you. But during meetings, it's like what Leonard said. Tema, tanga kemana, kiro mida lakumia okiru. Katemak hati, terab, katilam, katemak lecik. In the morning and afternoon. Okay, Mr. Lee, I want to thank each one of these people that had done so much work for us. We all were, Sapu Kaur, someone here, we all were. Kala, Yasuala, you know. I'd like to have comments from the floor also, and feel free to speak about this comprehensive land use plan resolution to it if you wish to. Any comments that you have, we'll start from the off. Double this.
Couple things that I want to bring out. One is the Major Nunan Riva, Kavala Hikao Kabo, Kissy Hitchup, Makamuna, Tula Kakta, Sigma Planet, Parana, Sule, Kras Pasku, Naka, and you got Lalit, Sule Kakta, Kata, Luna Tibun, Korea Sigma Kabo. E pawak tu noit na kati mak tak palo mo pinya sunun le kato igaling ko ko mo. And your problem with clock, there's we've got 3 clocks in Anchorage, 2 wall and 1 stand jig, so you can get in touch. I'll talk to you about it. One other item I'd like to quickly cover is the Red Dog project, not the project, but the spill that occurred last month. They estimated at least 10 to 35,000 gallons of diesel fuel spill, but it spilled inside a containment dike. Very little went outside. But I took a group from Kibalina to port site to check it out. At that time, they were cleaning. And this last time, I took Joe up to see how they have cleaned. And he was really impressed with the way they did the cleanup work. Gave up. Gave to the port site up to net. Okrop. About 10 to 35,000 gallons diesel up overflow hone samuna hite lika hone market lune containment dikes like malo angiro maybe big as this almost the biggest this building right here not tanunit na patila taksimo hin pump on it look skimun it look pump off Haglan Yahi, Penny, not my room, Joe Swan, Tapuma, Kinira, Tigisa, it not clean up below Tarlo, Humor late Unito, Kinikamigin Mako, white pad up, or Lamix of Karo, Patigra, Winnie, Yamich, or Lakala, Lutinglo, clean a load of fluid, if you magiga, not the fluid. Tak muak kini kau di, tak kuatin diesel fuel, about 80% 90% diesel in each tank, maybe a little bit of water in them. There's 149 drums. Kibalina Church on it, tak muak drum mat, about 75 drums apiece. Church of Luck, Bendix Mur, the container in the top, my Bendix Twitch, the Limisar Glam, I was all loot, the Visavich. As I you would throw that slit, the Yakating in the Mit, to the Linger Mid French Church, they were the Mit up more to make them, it's what they.
Pay to not.
Okay, at luck, as I you would throw it, come more to any color from it. I'm going to make a little bit of a In your way, Kitsune, Hanaronia in Nahonepik. So I he tasted with Nade Kluvo, Painet, a new chatlet, that not the linear sutera, it nags Mada, Hanaronia in Nata. I can make a follow which of Lanaway now. A lot of all of it, you see, will enjoy of Sydney, the Mana, Napoleon. Take off.
Thank you, Walter. Even though you had spoken long ago, you have any more comments?
No.
Okay, thank you. Abel?
And I thank God for KIC paying my fare all these years. No matter where they go, they pay my fare. I'll let my go to get that room in Mugalokluma. They never been pay my fare, I don't know. So I thank God for KIC to pay my fare every fall.
First of all, it's good to be here today and have you. There's a couple dates that I'd like to throw across. One, we're going to have a NANA board meeting on October 18th down at Anchorage on Monday. And sometime during the AFN week, we plan to have hopefully a luncheon with the employees down there, and we'll invite the elders again. We'll let you know once we get a certain date, a definite date, so we'll all have luncheon out at the NANA office down there at Anchorage. The other thing we'll be working on too is transportation for the elders. We'll try to get a van down there and someone to probably hopefully two drivers. It's that time of the year already. Time is going so fast, it's almost time for the village travels already, our informal shareholders meeting. We'll be starting that end of October, first in November. And before long, we'll be going over their Heavenly Friends Church Conference at NOTAC on the 16th through the 20th. And we usually have our annual meeting on the 21st or the day after that, which would be the 21st of March in OTAC. That's all. The other thing is, I'd like to publicly give support to Joe in terms of if there's anything that he needs help in with. I myself more than willing to help him and Nana as a whole too, but I think it's time that we get everything behind us. And we've got to start looking to the future. we each have a different vision in terms of what we would like to see, but I guess working together, a good example was that this past summer when Sibu, Molina was trying to close Sibu, he gave directions to us from the elders saying that we want that open. And that was a clear enough direction for all the organizations to start working closely together to try and see what we can come up with, even if it was a short notice. could look at it in terms of that way. And from the past, you know, from the past experience and from past history, we learn from our mistakes. But I thank everybody for their continued service too, and family, prayers, and give me a call anytime you need assistance too.
Charlie, do you have any comments on that?
I don't know if it's this should be proper at this time, but I think maybe later on when it's really when the subject can come up.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's good to be here and good to see all of you again. I'll just make a real brief report. The borough is pretty much operating the same as it has been over the last several years. We still have basically the same employees, although some of them are getting a little tired, and they make some choices of their own here pretty soon, but we'll keep you updated on that. One major point of interest and of concern that I need to share with you is regarding the borough's budget. We got a letter from Cameco several weeks ago, and they are suggesting that the borough reduce in half the kind of payments that we get from the mine. Right now, the borough gets about 80% of our revenues from the mine. And they're because of the problems apparently that they're having up there, and because of the price of zinc, they're requesting that the borough reduce the amount of money that we get from the mine by 50%, which will really affect the borough and the kind of services that we provide. We have a meeting with the assembly on the 27th to talk about that, and we hope to have Cameco representatives there. And then the regular assembly meeting is on the 28th of September. Of course, from there we have a couple events that are happening that I need to share with you. One, of course, you already know about the Regional Strategy Conference, November 3, 4, and 5. But the other one that is new this year is the Tribal or Traditional Council or Government Conference. It was requested, I think, during last year's Regional Strategy Conference or requested by some villages. They wanted to have strictly a conference to talk about traditional or tribal governments and how these governments relate to city councils. We kind of mentioned that to you several meetings ago about wanting to try to decide on what type of governments we'd like to have in our villages, or at least work out the kind of differences that are occurring out there. This conference will take place on October 6, 7, and 8 here in Coxsville. And all the tribal governments, its members, administrators, will be coming into town. This is a coordinated effort between Maninuk, Coxsville IRA, Northwest Arctic Borough, and Bureau of Indian Affairs out of Nome. And there'll be topics on land, subsistence, our tribes and their relationships to the state government and the federal governments, tribal courts, Child Welfare Act, a whole number of things that this conference will bring up and talk about. We have lined up or wanting to line up a lot of speakers from all over the state to come in and speak to us in our tribal councils. So we wanted to have it later in October, but because of AFN, it was moved up to 6, 7, and 8, and prior to AFN, so hopefully it'll get
give us some kind of direction as to what kind of issues we need to maybe bring up during AFM, depending on whether or not those issues can be brought up there. But it's the first time this conference is taking place, and it should be something very interesting. I don't know if... I think some of you are members of your tribal councils in your villages, so you'll be able to come into Kotski that way. I don't know if... we have not talked to Nana or anybody else about trying to get the regional elders council there as a body. Perhaps we can talk about that. But I'm really encouraged by your desire to attend the regional strategy conference. I think just like last year, the regional strategy conference is really going to be a good conference to go to. It's set up so that different issues are taking place in different areas, and you'll have a chance to attend each one of those sessions, and so you don't miss out on any one issue that you might be interested in. And then we have some special speakers that we've invited from outside that are going to talk about ethics and faith and trust and hope and items like that. And so I'm really looking forward to what these people have to say about that. And I think it's really going to help our people. Last year, after the election, there was a... of course, AFN had the Blue Ribbon Commission that dealt mainly on alcohol and drug abuse. And last year after the election, we thought that maybe we ought to try to form a commission of that nature in our own region. And it was so after the assembly approved a small budget, we selected a few individuals to serve under the mayor's department to try to help us understand why we're continuing to have the same kind of problems in our villages. Why do our kids want to hurt themselves? Why are we having these various kinds of abuse? Why do we continue to have alcohol abuse? Why are our kids wanting to do the things that are going to hurt them in the future? Because we have all of these programs, and Manina has programs. Inupiaq Lhtk Aset has been trying to address some of those problems. And Nana and Burrow and the school district, we've tried to find a program that would benefit not only our people in general, but our kids mostly. So we got this group of people together to ask to assess, I guess, what's going on, to help us determine what more can we do, or just find out why our behavior is becoming like it is. And this group has been meeting for the last year. We funded them again, and they've changed their name to the Values Commission. It's a temporary group of people, or a temporary organization that are just ordinary citizens, mostly individuals that have had problems of their own before, and many are members of the church. But we're trying to get people that are doing all kinds of things to help us determine, to help us find out why we're still having these problems, and that's called the Values Commission. And we'll try to report back to you on that as they finally, I just want to say that Earl has been working real hard. I think we're real sorry to lose Joe, but we're also very happy for him in that he's going to be able to lead an organization that needs kind of leadership that he's got. And Joe has been working very hard with the borough in terms of the comprehensive plan and the land use ordinance, along with our planning department. And many of you were at the meetings that Walter and Joe were at in the villages. And we've been trying to put down on paper the best we can what we think represents the voice of the people in terms of subsistence and the way we can best fit in subsistence and the protection of our land for our future generations. And it's not an easy task because a lot of state agencies don't necessarily like it because it takes away their control. We've been able to determine that Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, and Fish and Wildlife, they can live with it because they're charged with protecting subsistence too. And even though they may have some problems with it, they're saying that we can work together to try and protect subsistence. And that's on federal lands. On state lands, it's a little different story. We've been working with NANA. We've had our differences with NANA because even though NANA and its shareholders are wanting to protect subsistence for its shareholders, its people, and its future generations, they're also wanting to make sure that some of the land is available to develop in the future, too. So we're having to meet with NANA a little bit more than we thought we had to initially. But we're still trying to work things out, and we asked the NANA board to support the land use ordinance, and so far they have not acted on it, and I believe there are more information or just have not decided to bring it before the floor at this time. And that's partly why this resolution is before you today, is to get the regional elder support. There's no question that if you support a resolution of this nature, that it's going to make a lot of difference to whether or not some of the other major organizations support it. That's just the way it is. Our regional elders, if they support something, all the other organizations say we have to support it too. And I don't want to make you feel like the borough is using you to do this. You have to feel in your heart that it's important for you to support something like this. You have to feel that it's important to for us to protect subsistence or for us to continue dealing with the state of Alaska if they don't support something like this. You have to feel strongly about it. I don't want to force you to pass it or anything like that. You have to make the decision. And again, I thank you for giving me the time.
Thank you, Chuck. I want to thank you for explaining more on this one here, because I'm sure that some of them have not heard about this 90s plan. Thank you for explaining some of this. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm happy to be here. I'm thankful that I have the privilege to work for our people in our region. You know, there's lots of work that needs to be done. And through my organization that I work with and times with NANA, I try to do my best in what I have learned as I have grown up from being a
small kid at Norvik, and many people have been my models or helped me as I grow, and Alfred and Minnie is some of those that are here, other than my family and the people that have helped my family. I have learned from those people, and from that teaching, I want to show my children, I want to help other people so that they can learn too. And I think that's why I have my job today, and I'm thankful for that. There's a few things I want to bring up, and I'll try to make it as short as I can. I guess the bad news right now is we're having erosion problems at Kivalina with this wind that we're having. A few years back, we had sandbag from the channel over near Oscar's house, over that way. So it's pretty bad now from at the end of the sandbag to the fuel tanks. From my understanding is, I know probably bad news for you there, Oscar. It's not too far from your house.
Yeah. Those sandbags are disappearing because once they're bored a hole, that fine sand just run around with water.
Yeah. It's at the end of the sandbags there.
Yeah.
It's about
most
4 feet
of the sandbags
from where you hang where you hang your meat, and about 24 feet from your house.
Yeah.
Now,
I lose about maybe 20 feet off my ground since I was there.
Mm-hmm.
My acre went down twice.
Yeah, but last night it has its toll.
Yeah.
It got worse last night.
Oh.
We got the call this morning.
Yeah.
So we got, we're working with Al Adams and Eileen McLean right now to get some money to sandbag it while we,
mm-hmm.
before we have the chance.
Yeah.
So that's the, bad news from up that way right now. But David said the wind is dying down a little bit, but there's a lot of rain and water is high, and it's coming from underneath, not along the side. The erosion is coming from underneath.
Yeah.
So it's not very good right now. But we'll try to work on it here as soon as we can. The other thing that leads to is that relocation meeting that they'll be having up at Kivalina. The IRA and the city will be meeting within the next week or two with that engineer that did the study on the relocation. Once that's completed, then the public meeting will be set up with the public to hear from them what they want to do. And I think we've picked a more better time to have that meeting with this high wind and bad weather we're having up there. I think a lot of people will probably make a decision here in the next few weeks. Elisalvi Camp was canceled this last week, and I listened to some of the elders that I called, and a couple elders, and I figured that was all I needed to call. I tried to get hold of Leonard, but Leonard was out at camp. I didn't get hold of him. But when I spoke to those two elders, they said it was no use to try to have a opening when someone has passed away. So they wanted to respect to the many who had played a big role in the Elisalvi camp in the meetings that we've had in the past. For that reason why that was canceled until next spring. Hopefully, we got about 1 week of work left in the camp on the building. The building is done itself. The generator house is up, but the electrical lines is not set up from the generator to the building. But it's all wired inside the building, and the tile on the meeting room is not put on right now. So it's all done in the kitchen and dining room area. That's already all complete, and everything else is done. Windows, doors. It's a pretty real beautiful building. Real nice building. I think you guys will appreciate it.
you come up to see the building. And we're hoping that all of you will be up there, the regional elders council and the other boards, to the camp this spring to share and celebrate the opening of the camp. But we know in the end, all of us know this is not for the elders, but it's for the young people that the elders want to help with it. So we hope that you'll be part of that. I have one meeting left with Sumnac IRA, and then one meeting left with the Upper Cobra Council. We'll give the dates here the next couple of weeks with the Upper Cobra elders and Sumnac. Sumnac probably next week. We're having erosion, another erosion problem. It's pretty bad this spring too, is that NOTAC. And we finally got some money, and we're looking at starting the project in October. So we're looking at working on the erosion right below the town. It's about maybe, I don't know, 100 and some feet from the cemetery now. But I don't know if there must be high water now, so I'm sure it's probably eroding more. The road that was out to the dump that way, it was, went over. So there they had to build another road to the dump. We're going to start working on that in October. And there's other erosion projects that we're working on. One at Buckland, upriver at Buckland. It's getting near the new houses. That we got some different money coming in from Corps of Engineers. Corps of Engineers have already been there. They're evaluating what they think it's going to cost, but the money is going to be going through the borough for all three villages, Deering also, and another part upriver, NOTAC. So there's two places at NOTAC that's eroding. That's all I have on those projects. I'm sure there's some things I probably left out that I don't want to take too much more of your time. The only thing I'm asking, I know that you guys have talked about it, and I'm sure that the leadership here have talked about, is that, you know, they're, I guess what you would call, as Alfred called them, the middle generation or the younger generation. I think that people have accepted the change. I think with Joe, Charlie, and Chuck work together, I think they can be successful. But that's the only way I know that they can succeed, if they work together. We all know that. No matter what organization it is, it can never succeed unless you work with each other to help each other. And I think that's, I'm not afraid to say that because they're my generation, so I know our generation won't fail. I know that. You know, they know where they're coming from. I know they didn't get there on their own selves. I know that. They've come there with the help of the people. And I think that's the reason why they are there wanting to help the people. I know that many times it's difficult to see leaders sometimes to struggle and go on. It's a hard job to try to hold what they have. I see that every day. I know it's hard to start off in the morning sometimes with a bad phone call, and it goes on all day long, but they still take it. It's hard to do that, but I know that with your help and your prayers and your guidance, that they can succeed. I ask that you remember each one of these three people, to work with them. As Joe mentioned, stop them and talk to them, or call them, or stop by their office. I think that's probably one of the best ways to do it. Stop by their office and pray for them in their office. I think that's what they need. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you, Lou.
I gave my report earlier, so mine will be real brief. I just wanted to mention that the Upper Loop Board of Trustees, Charlie Curtis is the chairman, and we're going to try to schedule a meeting for the Board of Trustees to meet on the 27th. I mentioned to you what we'd be going over the scholarships, and I'll be giving my report to them. One of the things that we'll be discussing is the articles of incorporation, some of the suggestions that were mentioned. We'll start the discussions of that under the Upper Loop Trust. We'll just look into it. Then the other thing I want to do, again, is thank the elders that have taken the time, 6 weeks out of their summer, to help us at City Meal. That was really appreciated. I know it was difficult for you, for your homes, taking you away from bear picking and hunting and fishing, but I really appreciate the dedication that the elders took the time to come to City Meal and help us. And the other thing, just voice what the others had mentioned before me, is to, again, pass on my congratulations to Joe. And we'll all be praying for you. And don't ever hesitate to ask us, you know, let us know what we can do to help you.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, cool. Okay, Mark. Supporting Carica Matko.
Did you see the resolution?
It's not me what?
И вами има укак гланым ю 1 year ago олланит юа for good high ахмат нга comprehensive plan дамна илингисан апаник кангат нуна кэрнун кип кипилунга го хин катимарао тигилгу уна subsistence ангуне лэкпут нунакун нахатагайкун Pekutigip lugu, Davruminga ordinance samik, napenya natang nagsot. Davruminga li, akiyurit ka, nunakirame, kipip lunga, mannasin, nunangotigun, ukotigip lugu, angunayakbigi magkakput, ulukata, siwuniptalu, ipcho, angyukapta, angunayakbigi lugu, nuna, nanipayak, itok, ta na magtuk lugu, nunangomun, itna, Nape kaktut asin tak nakahota ubluwak Ugluwak manan nuna sakit naktok angunar vi lugu ubaut atuk kaput tamanna subsistence priority ngulu itna na peso huta or burumi sabakaktot asinyuwa tamanna nuna ta na suwunifit nun kikuti lugu kitun ngawut angunay latkuwalak suwit nuna manna ugluwak ubaut atuk kaput Dana priority ngupchang nira lu na penyre chupta isumalu villa pay put federal government uva state government mumlu manan nuna subsistence use kun atura kaput ugluvak atu laya lu ili hino nagat asin ta na uvaut kakoti kang nira na chupta ketun raptit nun angunar vit kisivaluktut pit yahil ratamig na pekat pit yuda piut asinyo burut kuduko assembly kud damna ordinance sak imma ukivak vot taklu ilikangat asin tanan na paklu September miwa katimasuk sao tigi sikud na huting damna ordinance na panik tak Kodi kanga sama September 28 ngapun direct kadi masuk sah di negara asing assembly kuduko vote tauding pas sakti ngecumit rum damna subsistence zone itna ordinance sak sebagai kaput tu kui sirup biru sirup tak nasing tak nasiulane sibut muniklang nyisil gilu tasing asing assembly kud pas sang nekpat rum Damna ordinance subsistence priority ililu na pagkangat ta na atumok chaksasik put asin ta na uwa ukat kanglan nyo katima afsi ingitigil laka uwa ulukating organization una subsistence zoning ordinance support the labak madin pinrechad it nakhlungo apikruti laka asin uwa Ilipsi nakawai upsing resolusi lilagosi purut kutnu tuyurin ayaksi asite ilingit assembly katimahi yuming sama September 27 and 28 end of this month katimanakit katimasuk sahaw tingin nakat asin jivoting utuk kanat apakruti lakarat amna ilipsi nakawai lugu support takawai upsing Una resolution passed a lalu sign nalu mayamun kailu piufsing ilan assembly katimahilgit pada ilichu and ayakit utuk kanadua support domic miad it naptuk it na tamuna savai kaput terungaglan kodigilaglau una pinresil of sing September 28 May Assembly Katimasuk Sangna Hoting Damnet Terungaglan Deadline Nagalid Blue Pichangat 28 Nokpan Samu Vote Tazir Vote Tanachumit Rungahi Damna Ordnance Saktukuvisirok Dana Savak Pudukivak Pirun Rilyoni Na Iligisirok Asin Vote Tanak Patrung Dana Lawoni Dana Shivut Musauta Iglewatigisuklu burumi pilaka tak naglan ko tigilaki si waluki ah
thank you
Joe
Ang iyong kalaga ko.
Sylvia, can you leave the chair to your honor? Salamat kilat ni mga ko at let sa wakalera tiba pirang nakti sa school room tam na kiluranga pilam na school room na kiluranga tam na urmi dira kipilu tank farm in the tenyo lut la sa ni kung ano kaw ni nito school lam kiliyan
Like everybody else, you know, all the other organizations are, as a matter of fact, all the residents, subsistence is a top priority. There's no question. You have to remember the resolution, you know, we'd be able, I mean, the support, I mean, you know, if personally, the elders should pass it because it's a very important document. One of the things is, though, technically, I don't know if you've officially changed your name from Nana Regional Elders Council to Northwest Regional Elders Council. That's just I don't know if you changed your name. That's just, you know. But as far as Nana is concerned, the board in 1983 passed a land use policy. And keep in mind, too, during the land selections, we had, when we were selecting lands in the villages, the top priority was subsistence areas. The top priority, and then the other was the development. During that process, the board adopted the land use policy in 1983 and was amended in 1990. But this policy directly affects how we manage our lands out in the Nana area. We're talking about Nana owns 2.2 million acres of the over 30 million acres in this area. That's 7% of the land that we own. The other thing is the state or the Fed owns about over 60%, the state about 25%. So in the 2.2 million acres that Nana owns, we do enforce subsistence. Subsistence is a top priority. In fact, we do have a trespass program with Casal Services that we do. And one of the reasons, and this will probably be another agenda item during the October 18 board meeting, is that I'm being administration of Nana, being the president of Nana, I am governed by the policy of the board. And one of those policies is the land use policy. And under that land use policy, we have recognized that local IRAs and traditional councils for them to govern the lands. You remember we merged in 1976. When the merger happened, if anything was going to happen within those areas, like in Kiana, we'd have to go to Kiana Traditional Council to get their approval. If somebody applies for a permit, a hunting permit or any type of permit, they'd have to go through the IRA council before Nana gives a permit. And one of the things we've been trying to do and say is that, you know, this under Title IX, it covers our lands too, Nana lands, 2.2 million acres. And that's the only concern we have, is that we already have a land use policy in place that the board adopted. And the reason why, and this will probably be another agenda, it will be an agenda item in October 18 board meeting, is that before the Nana board, this is my feeling, before the Nana board can either say yay or nay on the Title IX, we'd have to go back to the shareholders and get their comments, because it affects our land use policy. So, but that's a minor thing that can be worked out. The areas that the bird try to cover is almost 90% all the other lands that are owned by federal and state. But Nana, we just own 2.2 million, little piece of the pie we got. But we've already got policies in place, but that can be worked out administratively. We have been trying to. But it's a big thing. I think this is the first time in the state that any borough has been trying to do this, and we fully support it. The only concern we have is that the land use policy that we currently have in place. And the other is the, I don't know if you changed your name too, but that's why Nana hasn't, and it'll come before the board on October 18th. But otherwise, you know, we've spent a lot of time with the borough on this, trying to air out some of the differences, and that communication and that work between the borough and Nana has been healthy. And it, you know, we still have differences, but it shouldn't set aside the main purpose of why it should be done, because it can be worked around. You know, there's always solutions. I wouldn't call it a problem. It's something that they have looked at that would benefit both the shareholders and the residents of this region 10, 15 years from now. And that's what we should work towards. We're just a little concerned of a little piece of 2.2 million acres that Nana owns in the region in which we have the land use policy in place by the board already. But without hesitation, you know, this, otherwise, I mean, we have no recourse but to support it. That's the only way. If we're going to use an entity that is recognized by the state government, because I go back, you know, over 90% of our lands are owned by the federal and state in our region.
I get confused too. And the unfortunate thing about trying to protect subsistence, and Charlie is right, it's never been done by any borough in the state before. The borough has, the state gave the borough, and the people gave the borough the power to plan. And one of those ways of planning is to zone various types of land the way we think we need to use it. And and Joe and Walter has gone around to the villages to zone out the Nana region, or the Northwest Arid Borough. We didn't say, oh, this is Nana land, or oh, this is federal land, or oh, no, this is state land. It just took all the land within the Nana region and zoned it, no matter who owned it. And so a lot of it is subsistence based on your testimony or the village testimony. Some of it is for development. Some of it is for resource development or resource conservation development is what we call it. Some of it is for recreation. And there's several others that I can't remember right now. But there's, unfortunately, when we have to try to protect our land, we also have to do other things that we don't normally want to do. For example, we have to develop a permitting system that all of us aren't used to doing. But in order to try to protect subsistence and listen to what you think was you told us what was important, we had to set it up that way. And we're utilizing the state law to do it. And thank you, Joe. And so there's a lot more to this that we can't explain to you. I guess we're just getting to the heart of it right now, and that's overall, do you support the efforts that we're trying to do for subsistence? And there are a lot of other things that you might not agree with, but that's basically the pitch.
Resolution vote on that at Oglop of Tukta, North West Smith, North Coast, Peru, Nanamik, Nanamik, Kitna, Kitapan, Napuna, Kitapu, North West, Kitna,
Kitna. And a region can be Kalamik.
Kalamik, resolution no Brunik.
Totally Nanam. Nanamun adopt Dr. Dokyo, no human review. No resolution. Nan regional Elders Council of
October 18, Miguel Summa. Si bum nak sa mga alit ako porte tama na aking upo assembly kuli September 27 and 28 kano pinipili
Like it would be our purpose, you know, to be able to go to these meetings and say the regional elders support this. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what we're looking for, but
yeah.
We don't want to force you to do
yeah.
that. If you're not comfortable with that, we can always do something else.
And you go to the assembly.
Yeah.
Tell the assembly or the planning commission that we talked about it and that you weren't prepared to make a decision. But on the other hand, you know, it'll raise some questions for those other organizations. They'll say, geez, if the regional elders don't feel strongly about this, why should we? And I know there are many other things that we need to talk about, but at the same time, a certain amount of trust, I guess, has been placed on the kind of work that's already been done. We're getting close to working out the kind of differences we have with TANF. The Planning Commission is going to meet before the Assembly meets, and they're going to make a recommendation to the Assembly. And the problems with the state, I mean, the state has told us that they were going to sue the borough if the assembly adopted this, because they're not for subsistence, okay? And they think the borough wants to control fish and game, and that's not what we're wanting to do. We're wanting to... plan for the use of the land, not the fish and game. But one of the other things that's involved here is that, and it's partly why this came about, was because we were getting reports from the villages of all kinds of outsiders coming in and disrupting the way our people were used to getting caribou or getting caribou on a moose. Or berry people, and that's mainly guides. And that's one of the things that this ordinance would do, would help us control, I guess, or at least monitor some of those kind of activities. And if we get a call from Shungnak or Kobuk or Notak or Selwyn saying that there's all kinds of planes flying around and we can't get the spend all this money to buy gas for our outboards and new ant hunting, and they're scaring our caribou away, we'll have something on paper to back us up when we go out there and say you're in violation of this Title IX, because it says you can't do that. Those are just some of the things that have been behind this. And we're not trying to keep people that are wanting to hunt caribou or moose or anything out of our region. We're just wanting to make sure they respect the way we, our people, are used to hunting caribou and moose and picking berries. The things about this ordinance is that on native allotments and on private lands, we can't do anything. Those individuals that own native allotments or have private lands out there, which may include the Nan Regional Corporation, they could do anything they want on their lands. If it starts affecting other properties or other people's way of life or resources, then it would start, this Title IX would come in effect. There was one case in Shungnak here recently. we didn't know that this one individual or this one, these two individuals out of Anchorage had flown a bunch of material into Shungnak and had the material taken to Manila. We started working on it because of a phone call. We didn't know this was going on either. And so we started working on it and communicating with this guy that was building this cabin. And it's and then we got mixed information saying that maybe it was going to be a lodge. So that kind of opened up our eyes, and we said, you know, they can't build a lodge. If they're going to build a lodge, and it was in a subsistence zone right along the Manila River.
3 miles from the mountain.
And so we started working on it, and we told this guy that he's going to have to get a permit from the borough. And later on, we found out he was building it without a permit. He just went ahead and ignored what the borough was saying, and he started building it. Then we issued him a violation, saying that he's not following the borough code, and we fined him. Then he stopped. And so he met with the planning commission, and we found out that the land that he built his cabin on was private land. Land that he bought from another individual that apparently was an allotment or something. And so we couldn't do anything. Didn't need a permit to do that. That's just an example of what we've been trying to do. And of course, we used to get a lot of calls from the village of Notek on how planes used to disrupt the migration of the caribou. And we ran out of ways to deal with that. We ran out of ways to tell the state that you guys need to get up there and monitor those airplanes.
Yeah, even big planes are too real low. Oh, there's some caribou coming in not too long ago. Just flying beautiful.
And so that's the other reason this ordinance is drawn up the way it is to try to control some of that aircraft. And the federal government, they monitor guides on their own lands. They issue permits and they monitor guides. Nana, Charlie mentioned that Brazil Services monitor the taking of resources on their own lands, and they issue permits too. State does it, and Nana and the borough, we've been trying to work together on monitoring what's happening out there in terms of guides and the taking of caribou and moose. We also have Brazil Services under contract to help us. Says it's a perfect document. There are a lot of things in there that we may find later on that we need to change. We weren't looking at some things that we didn't know about. And we need to change later. Where Nana wants to look at an area and shareholders said to develop a certain part of those lands, then we can bring it to the planning commission and assembly and make those amendments. There's always a way to work around the kind of things that will happen later on. But right now, our interest and concern is to get something in the books to help us deal with the kind of things that are happening, because this area is very attractive to those people in Fairbanks and Anchorage and other areas. It's got a lot of caribou, it's got a lot of moose. Beautiful country up in Cuba. They're interested in building a cabin, and they're going to find ways to do it. We just need to try to control some of that to preserve our land.
The story was that they were going to come up with the money. But we could easily get there. But
embodiment of that labor that brings in when we let you go in there, and from the head of that lake, you just go over the hill and hear sounding.
Chuck, when did the assembly set this deadline date of 2017?
What happened was the assembly adopted the comprehensive plan and the land use. But what they wanted us to do, they wanted us to continue working with MANA. They wanted us to continue working with the state, the federal governments. And there's professional hunters out there that are really concerned about this because they know it's going to affect the way they hunt now. We're trying to work with them. And we had guides in our office in and out of our offices all spring really concerned about that, and we're still getting calls. But what they did was they said, administration and planning commission, you guys work it out. Try to make the changes you think are possible to make. And we'll give you until September 30 to make those changes. And so that's why we're having a meeting until September 30 to incorporate all the changes that we can make to make, hopefully, make the state happy, make MANA happy, make those special interest groups happy if we can, and make it acceptable so that everybody can understand it and abide by it.
Not only up at Upper Coast, right across from another caribou was really going, coming. People were really waiting right across from the rivers, and they find out there were a bunch of Nalongis way back there. I didn't try to blame on the Nalongis, but a lot of them don't know tourists how to hunt. Now when you can see it, you know the Kahuma who are taking a Saksakita. Saksakita.
Even in our Maui, right behind Archie's tent, rock tent, I don't know what they're looking at. There's three things flying. One is just flying just like that, and two are just going back and up and down the trees. I don't know what they're looking at.
I was going to say one other comment. I guess one of the things is that we all agree that subsistence is important, and we're talking about over 90% of the area that we're talking about, the federal state land. Even if you did pass it as it is, you know, it would give clear direction to the other organizations in terms of trying to iron out what the borough is trying to do. You know, we when I say NANA, you know, it's most of you are affected too because you guys are shareholders too. But there's ways that we can work with the administration to, I mean, you know, like Chuck say, maybe private lands will be exempt from this, but native allotments are, doesn't apply to this too. It's, but we all, you know, we all agree with one thing is there's a lot of activities that are going on outside of our lands, outside of NANA lands. That's really, which is going on an annual basis. And, but,
would it help, would this help Chuck if we approve this?
Definitely.
On those
yeah.
other lands, besides NANA lands?
That's why they're doing it. That's why the borough is doing it. Is that, you know, they want to cover the other areas of land, but it would be a definite plus if it was supported by this regional elders council. There's, you know, like, you know, between NANA and the borough, I mean, there's a lot of things that we could do to work out some of the areas, but it would, I feel, give us a clear direction that we need to start get this resolved right away. I mean,
if you can iron things out among you guys, so
sure. I mean, to me, you know, it's like you guys decided on having civil camp. Mm-hmm. You guys just said that, period. You guys, you didn't say how, when, where. You just said, we want the civil camp to open. That's all we needed. And from that point on, we got together and worked together, and you know, and you see what happened, the results of that. This same thing can happen. That there might be a lot of people that may be upset at this, but we've got to look at it in the positive ways that this, to me, I feel it would be a clear direction from the elders to get the result. You know, we still have concerns about it, but that's, we shouldn't worry about that. It's the overall picture in terms of what needs to be done. And
one more person. Sometimes you can get good advice.
Well, I think the president of NANA says it clearly. And what Chuck tried to explain to you is he's listening to the people to put this together. He didn't put it together himself. The people put it together because of the problem you guys are talking about. And I'm proud to hear the president of NANA supporting this. Sure, they can work, they'll give them direction to work together. Give them time from today until September 27 or 28 to iron out the problems that they have. I think that's all they need to hear from you. When you give your comment. I'm happy to hear from Charlie. I think he's saying the good things I wanted to give. And that's what you want to hear. That's what I'm saying.
Thank you. And Chairman, if there was any wording there in there that would direct other organizations to effectively start working with the borough on the resolution, that would be a more.
Would that be another whereas?
Yeah, okay.
Now therefore, be it further resolved, probably one more in the final end.
Be it further resolved that we encourage
that all our organizations and communities, or whatever, work together to work in support. In support. Even after we approve this and sign it, can you guys add more?
Well, we can add that on real fast right now. We can add that real fast right now.
Yeah, okay.
You put the...
I sure hate to sign before something is put on.
But it's instead of all of you understand, it's not northwestern, it's man.
You see what they mean when you
say
that? To do what I have.
Oh.
You gotta talk about
this. So instead of northwestern region council, NANA.
Yeah.
It's the same, more like, I mean, same area.
Let me put you in that.
Oh.
Yeah, long now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad you respect this. One more minute, the licking in it.
I'm
glad you did it.
Big rat right mm-hmm. there.
Yeah.
It kind of leaked there over.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm in your house. Behind here, huh?
Yeah.
Five feet from meat rat and 24 feet from house. 24 feet
more
so.
Yeah.
We're going to get maybe at least 50,000, I think, to send back gold electric damna.
Yeah.
Temporarily.
He was dumping on a plain gravel in there.
Yeah.
Without any cover.
Yeah. Damna go cunning clocks in the roading bank in front of bulk fuel tanks. 500 feet moving on the silver one from the end of Sandbags to Danny Mountain.
Yeah.
We'll work on it though.
See, that's why he's doing this. Marvin.
Oh,
his name is Marvin.
Marvin,
yeah. Oh. 20 years ago.
Resolution would be 9301. We just add
01?
9301. Okay. As soon as you pass this, we'll retype it in the computer and have the office sign it.
Okay.
There will be an additional after the be it further resolved. There will be a third be it further resolved that we encourage all other organizations and villages to support and work together for the benefit of our people in ensuring subsistence activity continue throughout our region. That would be the last.
Including all the villages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
Who's got the stuff then?
You said organizations?
All other organizations and villages.
Yeah.
So you can act on it and then, you pass it, then we'll.
Yeah, okay.
Let's start.
Tamna, Aglat Kiksu, Iyaplu, Pichugat, Akuva, Tamna, Yunakilu, Arnalu organization, you in the Katigi Uting, Pihikshangat, Uminga Makitachinatu, Emma, Boshin Nalugulan, Akuvalu, Isigiput. Resolution Ikisiro, Arhain, Kapsit, Walk Patrum, Angelu, Suli Kapsit, Akit Nalu, Pig Patrum, Terre, Agla Kisiro, Taruma, Anna. Approved Bakhtot, Ishat Gupta, ignoring in your home for that, it not polluta, Pijupta, Tisinia Radu. Our king, Tantne, Panapatere, Uwangalu, Rachel, Sign Nazi. Sir,
not
a different name, you're lucky. The Kuru, yes.
Last thing, while ago I was going to add, and then I forget when you asked me, was that really this is not for you if you really look at it. As you know, they're all older people. We already know that you're going to go so far too. But this is for your children and your grandchildren. Really, that's where to help to protect them. And I think in the future they're going to thank you for standing up for something like this, even though you're not there. That's what I was going to add while ago.
Correct.
I didn't know he was older. I thought he was older. 1 year older than Emma. My sister too.
Resolution up there, darling. Rock a foot. Is your darling? Or let it go. They have to have a motion for this. Nalau miran ringan uanga angerega nafana wa inyuk nalau kena ribu isu telanga ibu maka ngasihing aku ready of the moment. Suli ibu ngeroming inyuk nalau kena ribu teru masuli surau juga. Nalifsi motion nafum.
I move resolution that.
Leonard Douglas, motion not to care to be at home. Have an order in here, you should get up.
Yeah, I do.